Good For You Radio with Claire Carter is a presentation of Talkers Radio. Here now is Claire Carter discussing the importance of protecting the grid.
We take our electric grid for granted, basically. I mean, we flip on a switch and the lights go on, we plug something in. But a few years back, I read about the vulnerability of our grid, not only to cyber attacks. Ted Koppel wrote a book about it. Physical assault. There was one in Metcalf, California. They don't exactly know who was behind it, but it did shut down the grid there. And there's something called electromagnetic pulse. And it wasn't until I read an editorial in the Wall Street Journal that was co-written by James Woolsey, the former CIA director under President Bill Clinton, that I learned about something called electromagnetic pulse, EMP. It was a relatively new term to me. And it turns out that electromagnetic pulse could bring down our civilian grid that is not, quote, hardened. And that could happen from a solar storm akin to the one that happened way back in 1859. It was called the Carrington event, and there was no electric grid at the time, but there were telegraphs. And it set the telegraph machines on fire. And it could also happen from a high-altitude electromagnetic pulse attack. If a country, a rogue nation like North Korea, were to launch a missile, it could be on a Scud missile off of a freighter high into our atmosphere. When that nuclear-tipped missile explodes, it might generate enough electromagnetic pulse to bring down our grid. It's a bipartisan issue. The House of Representatives has voted to pass a Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, but it didn't get through the Senate. Going to get signed by a president. So I just became concerned because I'm a big believer in preventive medicine. What can we do today so we don't have any problems tomorrow? So why is the threat from electromagnetic pulse being largely ignored? That was a question that was raised by William Graham, who was former chairman of the 2001 Congressional Commission on Electromagnetic Pulse and studying it. And I know I listened to all of the Democratic and Republican debates waiting for this question. And finally, in maybe the sixth Republican debate, one of the candidates, Rick Santorum, was asked about our infrastructure, and he brought it up. And the person who asked the question, it's a good question, instead of doing a follow-up, I always remember this, said, well, now let's turn to jobs and the economy. So I don't know why it hasn't been more in play. There are times when I've talked to somebody who'd said, that's more than I want to know. But I do know that people like James Woolsey, the former CIA director under Bill Clinton, do know what they're talking about. There was a Senate hearing, and Senator Ron Johnson said a couple of Julys ago, we can't bury our heads in the sand anymore. So maybe it's human nature that we don't necessarily work to prevent something, but we wait until the problem happens and then go, how did that happen? So I think it can't hurt to protect our grid and to get people to maybe sign a petition, to talk to the governors of their state. The governors of states in Maine, Virginia, and Texas have already begun the process of hardening their grids. It doesn't cost a fortune to do it. And there are Republicans and Democrats together who certainly in Congress believe that it needs to be done. I'm not an expert in the subject of the electric grid, but I talk to people and I read. And I remember on Politico.com from, maybe around 2011, there was a Democratic Congresswoman, Yvette Clark, and a Republican, Congressman Trent Franks, who wrote in 2011, co-wrote on Politico.com, quote, if we do not act to protect our electric grid, our nation could be at the mercy of any enemy that can build, acquire, and launch a nuclear warhead that could generate a devastating electromagnetic pulse across our nation. Or we could wait for that inevitable solar flare that it conflict even more devastation and widespread catastrophe on the human family. So they basically said, quote, we cannot and must not leave our nation vulnerable. Something to think about.
Good For You Radio with Claire Carter is a presentation of Talkers Radio. Copyright 2017, all rights reserved.